This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. AP correspondent Charles Zela Desmer reports that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will not agree to a deal that ends the war in Gaza, testing the latest truce proposal.
The viability of a U.S.-backed proposal to wind down the eight-month-long war in Gaza has been cast into doubt after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he would only be willing to agree to a partial ceasefire deal that would not end the war. His comments, made in an interview with a pro-Netanyahu Israeli TV channel late on Sunday, has sparked an uproar from families of hostages held by Hamas. Netanyahu's comments did not deviate dramatically from what he said previously about his terms for a deal, but they come at a sensitive time, and they could represent another setback for mediators trying to end the war. I'm Charles Villadesma.
Russia's southern region of Dagestan is holding the first of 3 days of mourning following a rampage by Islamic militants who authorities had killed at least 20 people, most of them police, and attacked houses of worship and apparently coordinated assaults in two cities. Details from VOA's Joe Ramsey.
The gunmen opened fire on two Orthodox churches, a synagogue, and a police post in two cities on Sunday, according to the authorities, who announced a counter-terrorist operation in the region and a criminal probe on the charge of a terrorist act. The attacks took place in the predominantly Muslim region with a history of armed militancy as terrorist acts. The governor says six of what he called bandits were liquidated. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday were declared days of mourning in the region. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
The top U.S. military officer says that an Israeli military offensive into Lebanon will risk an Iranian response and defense of Hezbollah, triggering a broader war that could put U.S. forces in danger.